You're listening to 90.3 WMSC Upper Montclair. My name is Nick Beyer. Today I'm joined by Paul from Hamilton, New Jersey band Wolf Fox to talk about their new EP, Sinking, out everywhere. Welcome to WMSC, Wolf Fox.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to finally be able to talk with you. So how did Wolf Fox meet?
So Wolf Fox has been a band for a long time. This is our first extended release, but we have been playing in my basement where I'm talking to you from now since 2016. I mean, we've been a cover band, we've been writing originals, we've always sort of been up to stuff, but only recently, as in within the last year, did we sort of get the level of seriousness together to be able to record a release ready production and get it out to streaming services. So while we've been a band since 2016 and we met in high school, it's only in the sort of last year that I would say it got a little more serious.
That's great. Yeah. Were any of you in a band prior to Wolf Fox?
Yes. So, I mean, we've all had various musical projects. Connor, our lead singer, has had, for instance, some solo work that he's done, along with our bassist has done solo work. Our drummer has been in a number of projects and is in a number of other projects. And myself, I've actually been in a band with the bassist before called A Farewell to Arms. That was years ago now. But I've also been in another band which has music I've recorded on Spotify also through my I sort of have a record label I call Jaw Records, or Jaw Records, I suppose, is when I'm recording, it's Jaw Records. When it's releasing a CD, it's Jaw Records. In any case, that band is called Human Target, and it's also available on Spotify. That's a hardcore outfit I was a part of.
That's great. Yeah, it's awesome. So we recognize that Mike has a number of tattoos by sorry if the last name is not pronounced right, Jenna Leah Pulaskic, is that right?
I think that is right.
So the art style like strongly resembles that of the EP cover. So we were just wondering, did she design the Four-Eyed Wolf on the Sinking EP?
She did not. The Four-Eyed Wolf was done by a tattoo artist based in the UK that we got commissioned. And we're also, we've all been in talks about getting the EP art as a tattoo, which I think it'd be super cool. So yeah, that's something. It's all happened so fast. Yeah. And like getting an EP release out and getting all the recordings final, there was no time to like, hey guys, like let's just like take a day off and go get tattoos together. But it's something that we're all thinking about.
That's great. Yeah, I didn't know, because I really liked the cover art on the EP.
Oh, thank you.
So, as this would have been for Mike too, but I recognize the saying, "The Importance of Nothing." I don't know if you'd be able to answer that. It's a reference to the Front Bottom song Wolfman.
Yeah.
Did that have anything to do with the name being the band name being called Wolf Fox, or just coincidence?
So The Importance of Nothing, interestingly, is Mike's solo project, and it's absolutely a reference to the Front Bottoms, who for both myself and him are a huge influence. With regards to Wolfman and Wolf Fox, it was not a direct influence on the name, as in the name actually was from our lead singer Connor, who it's not that he doesn't like the Front Bottoms, he's just not so into them. He that would be a fairly obscure reference to him, but I suspect that in the sort of grand scheme of things, one of the reasons that it stuck would be that the Front Bottoms are a big influence on two of the members. Having said that, not direct, because Connor named it.
Okay. That's interesting. Did you see the Front Bottoms play at Riot Fest?
I did see the Front Bottoms play at Riot Fest.
How was it?
Oh my God, they have such an incredible energy at their live show. I don't quite know how to describe it, but just the natural flow of the way that they play, the way that things sort of speed up a bit and slow down in terms of BPM, and the energy, because you know, like there's singers and guitarists that you see, or you know, just musicians of all types that are virtuosos, and you like, you know, you watch like Steve Vai or Joe Satriani, or let me try to think of a good singer, like Beyonce, and just like, oh my goodness, like just what massive talent. And yeah. What's amazing about the Front Bottoms is that their special talent is the energy that they bring out in the audience. It really is just such an incredible show.
It sounds very exciting. So the four of you have worked with Corey Bergeron from Locket.
Yes.
How did that collaboration come about?
So that collaboration came about because another musician that we collaborated with we have two singles out before this EP. That's Teetering and Warning Signs. And those drums were programmed by Joe Palladino, who is involved in other local bands. And he has a relationship with Corey, and we needed the songs produced. And he was like, hey, you should reach out to Corey. And so I did. I was initially reluctant to work with a producer, just because I'm a bit of an egomaniac, and I was like, I want to do everything. Joe said, you know, just give it a go, see how it is, see if you like it. I said, okay, I'll try it. And so I made that decision sort of, you know, 6 months ago now, very late at night. I sort of, you know, because I work, you know, I have a day job, and I just said, okay, fine, I'll mix down all the stems and I'll get them over to Corey. So I decided that at like 10, and I'm like, oh, this will only take like an hour, this would be easy. Of course, it took, oh my gosh, it just, like, it was my first time sharing stems with someone like that. So the project was not very well organized for sharing it with someone else. So it took well into the wee hours of the morning. I shared it over with Corey, and when it came back, I was just so impressed with the end product. I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I had some doubts about working with third-party producers, but when I got Teetering back for the first time and had the first listen, I was like, this is incredible. Really, really, he's an immensely talented producer. I'm really thankful to Joe for suggesting it.
Because I'm having listened to both singles and the EP, I really enjoy the sound, and especially the lyrics are very, I like how it complements the production very well. So is there anything else we should know about your EP, Sinking?
Well, something that I think's interesting about this EP is that the first two singles that we put out, we programmed the drums with Joe, as in I came up with some initial MIDI samples, and then our drummer Zach and Joe worked together to program them, you know, with a keyboard and MIDI. But this EP was the first production that I've worked on where literally this drum kit that's right next to me in my basement right now was what Zach used in order to create the sounds that you hear. And for listeners that are interested in music production or pop music or recording, I think it's very, very cool to compare those first two singles against any song on the EP. Take just the title track Sinking, for instance, because it gets to the point very quickly. In terms of hearing the differences in the drum sounds, that's not to say one is necessarily better or worse than the other, in that, you know, some pop music needs electronic drums, but the real drums just really add this, to me, beautiful flavor that I didn't even realize was lacking.
Yeah, that's very like interesting to think about, because I can think about different songs. When you compare, you can sometimes tell which sounds are authentic and what's programmed. Yeah, so where can we find you on social media?
You can find Wolf Fox everywhere at Wolf Fox NJ, including wolffoxnj.com.
All right. Yes, I think that concludes the interview. Thank you, Wolf Fox, for speaking with me today. Their new EP, Sinking, is out everywhere.
I can see opportunity ending. I feel it in my bones. If I'd have known last night was the last night, I would have walked you home. Ignored the thorns and showered you with roses. They only fed the fire. Burning up, it's hot enough to call my bluff. The truth will kill a liar. If you wanna see New Jersey